Makes sense now.
I'm sorry. I'm enjoying. This has fond memories to me.
Thank you. See, it all came around.
It was it's Thanksgiving. You know,
I forgot how depressing the song was before she got around to saying thank you.
Thank you. It's Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
there's a parade.
Everybody.
It's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
That's right. You have to get up and watch the parade. You have to watch the parade. There are certain things that have to happen
giant
on Thanksgiving.
Giant balloons must be seen.
First, you have to thank the Lord.
Yes.
Okay, you have to thank him. Mm-hmm. And you have to say long Thanksgiving prayers before you eat, even though you can smell the food and you're dying. But you also have to watch the parade. It has to be on. You don't have to sit down and watch it, but it has to be on. Things have to be flying by.
Yes.
You have to watch the Detroit football game, and you have to watch the Cowboy football game.
It's very important to watch the Cowboy football game. How are you going to do that with racing all over Texas? How's that going to be happening?
We'll see.
Yeah.
It doesn't start till 3. So.
You going
to... I have to be at my dad's by 3.
Good luck. Your dad's not going to let you watch. Are we going to do hide in the bedroom?
If
watch
I
football?
Have to. If I have to, by golly.
All right.
There you go.
We're really going to go with Alanis on Thanksgiving?
Thank you. It's thank you.
I get it. You know she's naked in this video.
I know. I can see her. Thank you, Alanis, for being naked in that video.
thank you for long hair.
Just kidding. It's not a pretty naked.
No, it's not.
It's more like a medical naked. You know, medical naked. It's different.
National Geographic naked.
No, that's different. That's natural naked.
Oh,
then
naked.
Medical naked.
Can you say it right? Naked.
No, I think it's part of my accent. It's a permanent part of the way I say things.
You know, naked sounds like you live in the middle of the woods.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
Naked.
That's what I just said.
Naked.
That's what I said.
We've
naked.
Done this before. Naked.
Can we get on with the show, please? Let's not talk about naked on Thanksgiving.
Oh, almost.
The other thing that has to happen on Thanksgiving is you have to have a turkey. And I don't mean turkey-like substance. Okay? I don't mean a Turkish dish. I mean a turkey. A turkey. I mean a bird.
That has been stuck in a roasting pan in the oven for many hours.
No. It can be fried. It can be smoked. It can be rotisseried. It can be baked. It can be roasted. I don't care how you fix your turkey, okay? You can fix your turkey. The favorite way you want to
really
fix your turkey.
I prefer the turkey to be baked.
But it's got
to
be bone-in turkey, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, I prefer the way you cook the turkey. That's my favorite turkey. But I'm just saying, it's not required for Thanksgiving to have a faith turkey. It just has to be a turkey.
Okay.
Now, there also has to be cornbread dressing. Now, I understand that not all of everybody in the world, in the country, has cornbread dressing.
No, because we did not. In Wisconsin, we had...
Southern cornbread dressing is a delicacy.
It is. And I've come to love it.
It's a very hard thing to create the perfect consistency for, so that it's not mushy.
And it's not too dry.
And it's not too dry. It takes
years of practice.
It's an art. It takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of messing up. And I understand that not everybody does it. And y'all have stuffing and all these weird things that y'all do. Yeah, those are weird things. But that's fine. I'm just saying, for my Thanksgiving, I got to have dressing.
Cornbread dressing.
The next thing you have to have for your Thanksgiving meal is sweet potatoes and marshmallows on top.
It's very important. Now,
or candied yams. Is that the same thing?
Candied yams. Yeah, same thing. Here's the thing. I know that, like, on the Food Channel, they're trying to get us away from, like, the traditional sweet potatoes with with marshmallows and green beans with
don't mess with Thanksgiving.
But you know what? There's just some things that just to leave alone. Leave it alone
already.
Sweet potatoes and marshmallows on top are the best.
Okay. I understand that you want to spice up your everyday life mm-hmm. with all these food channel things.
Yeah. But that's not Thanksgiving.
Great. That's great. Thanksgiving has been perfected over hundreds of years.
No, I don't make the green bean casserole. I do green beans wrapped in bacon.
Which is better.
With Catalina dressing.
If you have to have green bean casserole, that's fine.
It's good too.
It's good. I prefer
traditional
face green beans, mm-hmm. but you know, that's me. Okay, so sweet potatoes.
They're very time intensive, but wrapping a bunch of green beans and bacon. And
this one's not a requirement for me, but it is for Faith, and that is mashed potatoes with gravy.
That's very important.
Now, do you hold the giblets or include the giblets?
Hold.
Hold the giblets. I'm a turkey gut gravy kind of guy. I like to have a little turkey gut gravy in. I like to have little turkey guts in my gravy.
Save the livers and gizzards for your mother.
Yes.
Gross.
Now, pumpkin pie with Cool Whip.
Very important.
Very important. This was something that has been neglected here in Texas, I think.
Yes, it has.
We have
buttermilk.
They
don't make pumpkin pie.
We do buttermilk pie.
Now, listen. Buttermilk pie, better than pumpkin pie.
But the smell of pumpkin pie?
But pumpkin pie Thanksgiving, if I don't have a slice, and I usually will make a pie and eat one slice, and then I have to give it away or it gets thrown out mm-hmm. because nobody else eats it.
Carrie likes it. My brother.
Are you sure?
Yep. We sold him at the first year. He didn't. He was like, and then he ate it. And he was like, oh, that's good. But buttermilk pie.
I think that he doesn't like anything I make. He just, it's like your family refuses to want to like anything.
Now, Genevilla says that she has to have, or she likes to have, corn casserole. We have that sometimes here.
Yes.
I don't even know what it is. Pretzel salad.
Oh yeah, I've had that. It's a cold salad. Oh,
okay, never heard of it. And homemade rolls. Well,
yeah, we always have the rolls with the butter on.
We don't have homemade rolls. We just have regular rolls with butter on them.
We buy. Yeah, you buy the yeast rolls at the store.
And there's got to be something chocolate. There has to be chocolate pie
or chocolate cake or something. Mm-hmm. Chocolate pie is best.
That's mine, not Jen's. Sorry.
Yes. But, you know, chocolate pie is also one of those hard things to get right. Mm-hmm, you never know if it's going to be good or not.
Another one on my list is that coconut fruit salad white thing. I don't know what it is. It's got mandarin oranges in it, and that's got a white, and then
it has different. There's one with sour cream. There's one with cream cheese and sour cream. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it depends on your concoction of it.
Another one on mine.
I have that one.
Mm-hmm. Wilkerson says turnip greens. Got to have turnip greens. I don't understand that at all.
No.
That's a little weird there. Another requirement for the dressing. Okay, on top of my dressing, I have to have a slice or two or three slices of the jelly, the cranberry jelly that is shaped like the can. Don't give me that homemade, fancy Martha Stewart gel.
My mom made homemade cranberry sauce.
Okay, I don't want any of that. I don't want cranberry. I don't want cranberry sauce.
If his cranberries don't look like the can, he doesn't want them.
It has to have the shape of the can.
The ridge is in them.
I want the ridges and everything. And then I'll slice it, and it's got to be that jelly. When you pick it up. That's what I want.
Do you know I tore out a coupon, 79 cents for a can of cranberries? And I'm going to go buy that 79 cent can of cranberries because that's
because she loves me.
What Brad wants. And it's just not good.
Loves me. Lottie Daw says that she likes celery sticks filled with cream cheese.
Ooh, that's good. But peanut butter is better.
She also likes maraschino cherries.
Uh-huh. We have those.
And puts a piece in the middle of each celery stick with the
cream cheese. I bet you that's good. Hey, when I was a kid, I used to get a bowl of ice cream, and my mom always had a jar of maraschino cherries. And I would pour. I don't like cherries. I don't like the texture of them. Mm-hmm. But I love the juice from a cherry. So I would pour the juice from the jar onto my ice cream, and let it get into my ice cream, and I would eat that.
Okay, interesting.
Helen loves cherries, though.
Stavine likes to stuff French fries into his turkey.
Okay.
I just never heard of that one. That's a new one on me. And pickles. He says he has to have pickles on Thanksgiving. Now, there's usually a little tray with lots of pickles. Yeah. I don't understand.
We always had olives. We always had pickled watermelon rinds, and they're yum.
Weird stuff like that.
I mean, somebody made that.
I've never understood the
recently.
I've never understood your family.
I thought my mom was the only one who ever did that anymore.
Your family is very big on the pre-eating.
What are you talking about? They have food out like from morning till dusk.
But while they're cooking a big meal, they'll have a vegetable tray out.
Well, they have crackers and dips and chips. And we are a snacking family.
My family is the exact opposite.
Yeah, there's no snacking.
You're supposed to be there by noon to eat, and everybody eats a light breakfast, and then everybody will be there by noon to eat. And then we don't eat till 1 or 1:30, you know, because you got to wait on somebody who's coming in from, you know, Harlingen or something, you know. It's like, what? They're not here yet? Oh, we can't eat till they get here. Oh, then you have to smell the food, and you have to be ravenous before you sit down to eat. With your family, you're full before you ever get to the meal.
Well,
and then we still
eat it all.
Oh, well, yeah, I do.
But you have the good fellowship.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen.
No, I'm not knocking it.
You have food that is fresh. It hasn't been sitting there. Well, you're waiting for everybody to get there. That makes me crazy.
Tim said,
I want food that's come out of the oven and that's still hot. Reheated.
No. All of the food at our Thanksgiving is cooked somewhere else other than the place we're eating it.
And it's and like 2-3 hours old by the time you get there.
And reheated, yes. If your food, by golly, if your food's not tough enough to survive that, it's not good Thanksgiving food, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't want any fragile Thanksgiving.
That's why you like my Thanksgiving meals, because
they're fresh.
Because they're fresh. I mean, they are straight from the oven to the table.
Mr. Tim Mead says that he has to have Papa. I'm sorry, Papa Tim.
Papa Tim.
Grandpa Tim.
Papa Top. Oh, sorry.
Venison is always on the table for his Thanksgiving. Huh. He also said tenderloin venison.
Wasn't
I guess?
Papa Todd going to get us some venison?
He likes his cranberries real, not from the can.
Yeah,
maybe that's
him.
A southern thing. We don't have cranberries down here.
Wisconsin, we're cranberry rich.
Ruth Ann says she has a turkey and a ham.
Oh.
Broccoli with cheese sauce.
Oh, yes. I understand.
Potato salad. Now we always have a mustard potato salad. We'll have.
Meemaw makes a potato salad.
But you always have the mashed potatoes. We always traditionally have.
They have cold potato salad.
Cold potato salad instead. But now we have both because Faith has to have mashed potatoes.
And everybody's like, "What do you bring mashed potatoes for?" I'm like, "What are you talking about? You have to have mashed potatoes. Do you have any idea how long I spent peeling potatoes and mashing them?" And Carrie's like, "You eat that? And don't. See, why is your brother like that?"
I don't know.
I'm not ever cooking for him ever again.
Greg likes biscuits and gravy.
On Thanksgiving? What? That's for breakfast.
I don't know. That's what he says. I'm just reading what he says. Let's see. Fred, or Trail Walker, says, let's see, normal stuff, turkey, dressing, gravy, sweet potatoes, corn, various vegetables. He didn't have anything special, so okay. Various pies and cakes, he says, various pies and cakes. Dan from New Zealand.
Do they have Thanksgiving there?
He's been invited to an American family's Thanksgiving dinner, so he's looking forward to go. This will be his first. That'd be cool. I guess it's an American family there in New Zealand.
Okay.
Collard greens.
No.
Stavine says she had to have collard greens. And I guess that's it.
Huh. No, nothing from Gracie? No, New Jersey?
Yeah, there was lots of New Gracie comments just about, but it was a stuff that had already been said.
She didn't say what she would bring.
You know, cranberries, you know, cranberry shaped like a can, that kind of stuff. So,
okay, gotcha.
There you go. Those are the Thanksgiving requirements. We hope that you're having all of these things on your Thanksgiving day. And we hope that you make the squirrels, not killing a squirrel and eating it, but us, me and Faith, part of your Thanksgiving tradition. You could introduce us to your family. You can play us live on a Thanksgiving Day special. We'll even announce Snoopy kept floating by, and we'll say, "Look, there's Snoopy floating by. There's 10,000 gallons of helium in Snoopy, and 10,000
pounds
cords and 25 handlers, and I don't know. I'm not very good at
this. They're walking past Macy's."
That's all Faith cares about. And as we go past Macy's, you'll notice that this stuff's on sale. I'm going in there.
I'm going in there.
Hey, excuse me. Hello. I'm on myself now. Oh, great. Is anything more Is anything more campy and more faked than that whole Thanksgiving parade business? It's just so over the top, fake, campy. You know, it's, oh, and here comes so and so from this show. It's all big, one big advertisement.
It is. It's a big advertisement. Like, we're too dumb to know that.
But they have to pretend.
Pretend that we don't know what they're doing.
And here's Grace from Will and Grace.
It's a big promotion.
Come watch Will and Grace.
Yeah. Okay.
that Thanksgiving classic.
Yeah. Alrighty then. Well, what was your favorite Thanksgiving show?
Oh, of course. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
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 It's good stuff with the popcorn. Good where they have popcorn for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor Charlie Brown.
I like Charlie Brown.
I do. The best Christmas special ever.
Yeah. Best Christmas special, best Thanksgiving special, best Halloween special.
Nah.
You like the Great Pumpkin?
Yeah, it's fine. It's all
right. Always getting rocks. Charlie Brown always got the rocks. That's great.
All right.
Well,
are we done?
Yes. Okay. I wanted to tell everybody that I was very thankful for them.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to us. And thank you for making our lives special. Thank you for sharing this ministry that God's given us with us.
I'm what are you thankful for you.
Well, I'm thankful for you, darling. Okay, we got to go. Let me find my music here and get out of here. Okay, there we go. Hello?
Where is it?
Oh, I turned it down. And that's not it. That's the
hey, that's the organ orderly music. Can we have orderly music on Thanksgiving?
No. Sorry. Chaos.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. There you go.
Is that a song? Thankful song?
Give thanks to the Holy One.
Oh, okay.
It's from I've never heard of that. You have to.
Keith Green?
Somebody? No.
Stephen Curtis he's Chapman.
Jesus Christ is Son.
Never heard of it.
Seriously,
I never heard of that.
I've sang that song 1,000 times.
Maybe I've heard it, but I've never recognized it.
Okay. It's a praise chorus from the 80s.
Ah. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Happy Thanksgiving! Bye, Scorpios!
Turkey! You know what Thanksgiving tradition we didn't talk about?
What?
Was when I was a kid. Me and my dad and my grandfather would always go squirrel hunting the day after Thanksgiving. While the women went shopping. Mm-hmm. We would go.
Your mom never went shopping on Black Friday. Well, I know your mom. She never went shopping.
I don't know. All I know is that me and my dad and my grandfather would go squirrel hunting at the old homestead in Ridgeway.
You what? You hunted for squirrels. Seriously.
Yep.
That's not right.
Sorry. Killed a lot of them. Ate a lot of them. They
That's
were good.
Just wrong.
They taste like chicken.
Yeah, sure they do.
A real gamey chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes chicken doesn't even taste like chicken.
No.
What's that commercial? I love those commercials. The Most Interesting Man in the World.
Yeah.
Dos Equis.
Yeah, the Dos Equis guy.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer Dos Equis. Anyway, he's the most interesting man in the world. He never says anything tastes like chicken, not even chicken. Oh, wait, we were ending the show, weren't we?
We were.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm sorry. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23. Where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.